What type of cargo would you have?
Oh, you name it.
So you take ammunition.
Well, they didn't tell us that, but we knew we had ammunition on board.
Because that would be hazardous materials.
Yeah, yeah, but they wouldn't tell us.
Yeah.
That. And mostly groceries, you know.
Uh huh.
Frozen meats, you know, frozen foods and juices and soda, a lot of soda.
Stuff for the camp, the base camp.
Yeah, yeah, base camp.
Yeah.
That little PX, you know.
Uh-huh, right.
Food, in general.
Yeah.
You name it, they had it.
Yep.
That was about it. Mm-hmm. You worked in the freezers. You worked in the regular, you know, dry goods stores. Holes and all. You had about 5 levels. The first 3 were dry goods, and the last 2 were freezers. And I mean freezers. You're going to need a forklift, and you was there all day long.
Wow.
Moving stuff back and forth, back and forth. You know, we'd get load, and we'd have to organize it. And the Navy was such a miserable slob. They knew that our cargo, that the cargo that they wanted, was all the way in the back. So we had to move everything out of the way to get their stuff, take it upstairs, then move all the stuff back.
Yeah.
We had 18-hour days, not for one day, about a week or two. We were walking around like a zombie, you know?
Yeah.
It was really, really
You get overtime, right?
Yeah, you got that. You got that. No, you made some good money. I'm not going to say you didn't. You didn't make as much as the regular union guys, but
right.
You made some money.